was wondering if you might have a couple of minutes just to talk to me a little bit about the sheep and goat fund.
Sure.
Just so that I can get a little bit more information out to the listeners and see.
Absolutely. Have you looked at the website at all?
I have not. I was reading the, I was headed over that way. I just hadn't made it that far yet.
Sure, I understand.
I had read the news release, the press release, and that was about as far as I had gotten, so.
Okay.
But I am definitely working that way, I promise.
No, it's not a problem. This program has been in place over a decade, but most recently, because of the situation within the industry, where the numbers have gone down so much, the American Sheep Industry Association, who NLPA has a memorandum of understanding with, the decision was made to earmark part of these funds to go to producers to increase the size of their flock. So it's an expansion of a product that's been in place for a long time.
Now, has the NLPA been involved the whole time?
From the get-go, yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's amazing. Now, how much is available right now?
Right now, they've earmarked $2 million.
Oh, it is up to the $2 million mark now?
No. That's how much money totally within the whole amount of money has been dedicated to just this.
Right.
So it may end up being, a loan for $850,000 and a loan for $50,000 and a loan for $200,000. And it just depends on the type of applications that we get in.
Right, but altogether it's sitting at $2 million right now available.
$2 million that's available for this.
For this
there
program.
There are other funds available. If someone wants to do more than just increase the size of their flock, then funds are available independent of the $2 million.
Gotcha. Now, who's eligible? Just sheep producers?
Well, there's a quite extensive application process. It asks for 3 years of financial history, 2 years of projections. The projections need to show how you would cash flow a business in order to pay the loan back. If people are looking specifically for just the producer loans, then producers are eligible. If they're looking to do more than just increase the size of their flock, then it would be a situation where it would have to be something more than a sole proprietor entity. Most of the applications that we see are from limited liability corporations, partnerships, or limited partnerships.
Gotcha. Now, would this be available for, like, say I wanted to start a sheep producing business? Would I be able to, I mean, since I would need to increase my flock, would I be able to apply for this loan as well?
If you already have a flock?
Say I have just a couple and I'm just getting started, would I still be?
Yeah, and how it is, each application is reviewed on its own merit.
Okay.
There are very specific guidelines. The committee is very knowledgeable of the sheep industry, and they review everything with great fairness. I think that's one of the reasons that the American Sheep Industry Association has this relationship with NLPA and respects the work that this committee has done over the past decade.
What are some of the conditions for the program? I know the minimum loan amount is $35,000.
Right.
And the maximum loan is based on credit. What are some of the other
things? The maximum loan at this point in time would be $1 million.
Okay.
But if someone is looking to only increase the size of their herd, that's going to be quite a flock, So the hope is, the reason that the beginning amount was set at $35,000 is because USDA has a program available through their mini loans. They're called micro loan program.
Uh-huh.
And they go up to $35,000.
Okay. Gotcha.
So our goal is to not be in competition with them. This is through their Farm Credit Agency service.
But this can be used in conjunction with those that USDA loan, right? Possibly.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Now, if somebody's interested in applying for the loan...
they can certainly call me, or the application is on the website.
The Sheep and Goat Fund website?
Yes.
Okay. And then your number is the 1-800 number that I called?
Yes.
All right. And again, if they have any questions, they can give you a call or
visit
the website. Yeah,
they're welcome to call me. I will answer their questions. Quite frequently what happens is producers have questions that are totally unique to their program and their program alone. So it can only be answered, but everyone has to go through the application process just as a matter of course.
Is that a long process? I mean, is it?
Well, the application itself is what was established under the original purview, which means they're looking for solid information, good financial information, a defined business plan to support the application. It looks at, certainly it looks at the credit situation.
Right.
But it also looks at the value and the, whether or not the program is realistic, if the projections are realistic, if the people have the expertise to do what they say they want to do. Your question about can anybody just jump in and do this? Well, maybe not.
Right.
Because if they don't have the expertise, the knowledge to do it, then what's going to happen is the committee is going to see that based on how the application is brought forward.
So they would probably need to go another route to get, if they were looking to start.
Well, not necessarily, because some people have been, you know, just backyard farmers for a very, very long time. But chances are those folks aren't going to fall under the purview of just wanting to increase the size of their herd.
Right.
They're going to want to build a building and put up fences or buy equipment, do all of the things that are necessary in order to start a business. Whereas what this particular program that we did the news release on is looking for people who have been in business for a long time, and maybe they hear of a rancher down the road that has decided to downsize or decided to disperse their herd. Then this would give that person availability of funds to go say, you know, I know you have a beautiful herd. I know it's a closed herd. I would like to buy it. What can we do?
Gotcha. That makes sense.
And the other piece of the pie is we really would like to, I believe Peter Orwick is quoted there saying, we want to be able to pass these flocks down from generation to generation. And sometimes that's not the easiest thing to do based on all of the challenges that the industry is facing right now. But right. ASI's Let's Grow program is kind of the foundation of wanting to build back the size of the U.S. herd.
And, yeah, I haven't seen very many herds as I, you know, not as many as I used to seeing. So.
Oh, sure.
So, yeah, it's definitely dwindling. So.
It is, and it's factual. I mean, USDA tracks those kinds of things, and it's very obvious based on their numbers that the size of the herd is going down.
Well, hopefully we can get these numbers back up and get some.
Yes, it's such a vital industry in the United States. And the wool industry is so strong and coming back so well, but unless we have the animals to produce the wool, you know, it's just, and the American Lamb Board does a beautiful job promoting their product, and it's just a matter of keeping everyone in a position to do what they love to do.
Well, hopefully we can get it back on track and get some, we need some exports going too, so we'll see.
Absolutely.
We'll see.
But we want to keep as much of it as we can here.
Right.
I apologize. Would you please tell me your name again and who you're with?
Sure. My name's Mandy Young, and I'm the farm director at KMZU Radio in Carrollton.
KMZU in Carrollton.
Uh-huh. Missouri.
Would you spell your last name for me, Amy?
Sure, it's Y-O-U-N-G.
Oh, I misheard.
And my first name is Mandy, M-A-N-D-Y.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
You're fine.
Well, I'm glad to know that the article is making its way around.
It is. And I will probably actually have this on my news, my farm news in the morning, as a matter of fact. And I'm going to post the news release on the website, so it'll be good.
Well, thanks so much, and so do appreciate your support of the industry, and really hope that this program can be. The thing about it is, if we can do the $2 million and have it work well, see, this is a revolving fund, and this fund has generated about $39 million out into the industry and back.
Where does that money come from?
It was originally granted to NLPA by the National Sheep Industry Improvement Center.
Okay.
And they were funded originally in such a way that they had to privatize within a certain period of time. So then the funds, there's been a progression of where the funds have moved from group to group to group, and most recently, the let me make sure that I get it right. It was the American Sheep and Goat Center, and they were who we had our relationship with for a short period of time. And then they were basically merged into the American Sheep Industry Association. So our memorandum of understanding is with them now.
Gotcha. Very nice.
So this all happened in the early 2000s. I believe we did our first loan in 2002. So we have a lot of loans that all of them are revolving loans. But many of them have paid off now. So we have these funds available and just really want to get them out into the industry. And the loan rate is always competitive. So it's really a great, great program, Mandy.
Well, hopefully we can, like I said, get some bigger flocks going and we can get people to use that money. I mean, you know,
absolutely,
to take advantage of it. That would be awesome.
It would indeed.
And Sherry, how are you again affiliated with the program? Just so I can make a note.
Sure. The National Sheep Industry Improvement Center, at a point in time, was looking for someone to manage these funds on their behalf.
Okay.
And the National Livestock Producers Association is an organization of livestock cooperatives. We were actually legislated in 1921 as to how we were formed and who our members are. So they were looking for someone who had the credit experience and the livestock background to be able to manage the program well with the knowledge necessary to do it.
Gotcha. So you're a program. So you're a program manager. Or what would your title be?
My title.
Uh huh.
That'll be fine.
She's like, yeah, I'll just do that.
I'm the director of operations for National Livestock Producers Association.
Okay.
But this particular program has just revolved to such a point where I do most of the management.
There you go. They just have you with all kinds of responsibilities.
Well, it's just this most amazing program. And, you know, we have a beautiful group of men who have been, and the way that the committee is set up, there are 7 people on the committee. 3 of them are members within the industry who have the knowledge of the industry, the hands-on knowledge, but several of them have credit background as well. And then the other 4 members represent National Livestock Producers Association members and are credit corporations or our cooperative members.
All right, very interesting. That's where all of your expertise comes into play.
Yeah, it's just, I truly am amazed at how the program has evolved and how successful it has been. And the dedication of our committee members is just over the top.
Well, I'm going to get the word out for you and see if we can get some more exposure.
Okay. I'm sure you got much more information than you were looking for. But
oh, no, you're fine.
I'm a little passionate about it.
I understand. I like those conversations, though.